The devil up there, use it.
He's got a good handle on it.
Yeah. Is there something to bang on, or I just hit the desk?
Isn't there a little puck?
That was it?
Do you need to start?
It's not. Everything sucks.
Where is that?
That's good.
It's the first time I got to use that. I'm going to do it again. Thank you, everyone. It is December the 12th. It's 4 p.m. This is a meeting of the Lake Geneva Tourism Commission. Mary Jo, would you do roll call, please?
I shall. Brian?
Here.
Zakiya?
Here.
Linda?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Alderman Fez? Here. Alderman Hedlund?
Here.
Mayor is in the audience. Stephanie Klett is here. And our administrator, I do not see. Okay. And so we are all present with a quorum.
Great. Comments from the public, limited to 5 minutes, limited to items on the agenda. No comments. Nice quick meeting today. Mm-hmm. Approval of the tourism minutes from September, October, and November. As we skipped a meeting, and then we didn't approve them in the following meeting. So they're all included in the packet.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve. I'll second.
Okay.
Motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Great. Meeting minutes are in there.
Thank you.
And then update from Heather Jones, independent contractor for the Tourism Commission. Hi, Heather.
Hello. Good evening. Okay. So report for the month of November. Site sessions on our website were down by 41% from the month previous. Our top five traffic sources to our site were Google, direct from a search on our website, then Visit Lake Geneva, City of Lake Geneva, and then Bing coming in fifth. We had 62 active inquiries this month, which was down 8 from last month. I had 80 recorded in November of 2021, which goes into our social media campaign efforts. But average session duration was 4 minutes and 31 seconds, which was down 40 seconds from last month. Our site bounce rate was 44.2%, which was down 5.4%. The Wedding Wire and The Knot, we had 100 storefront views compared to 37 in averaging in our market in category, and then 10 leads from those two sites together. The Hotels and Lodging Analytics page, we had 63 views, which is a 41% decrease from August. It's reporting from August. They did some updates on their site that did not report the last couple months. Average time spent on page, 2 minutes 15 seconds, which was down 15 seconds. I have a social media campaign starting in about 5 days. I'm going to promote the engagement season and try to catch any of those people that get rings for Christmas or the new year. We had a very successful MPI GLES event that we hosted at the Riviera, which was supported by the Tourism Commission, so thank you again for that. Several attendees post-event came up to me and thanked me for what a great experience they had, how beautiful the venue was, how wonderful Lake Geneva was. I had several people that wished that they had the support that we have in Lake Geneva, and thanked the mayor for her kind words and attending, and it was just a really great event with some great touches. So I got 2 leads from that so far that were social leads, but hoping that as we start getting into more of the summer season, that more people will be interested in coming back. And then working through the Lake Geneva Bridal Show in collaboration with Celebrations, it will be hosted at the Riviera on the 21st. Closing out 2022, we had 62 events on the books. Currently have 51 events on the books for 2023 and 10 events on the books for 2024. Have not had any change to 2022 events as we're closing out the year here. In the last 30 days, I have booked 4 additional weddings for 2023, 1 social event, and I have 4 contracts out for 2023 currently. 2024, I had 3 contracts returned this month. I have an additional contract for 2024 out. This time last year, we had 60 total events on the books for 2021, 57 events booked for 2022, and 6 books events for 2023. Based on that pace, we are down 6 for 2023, but did have 4 COVID rebooks that played a part in 2022, and then we are pacing ahead for events for 2024. Year-to-date revenue for rental at the Riviera is $281,299.71, with our catering revenue at $45,543.72. Excellent. Any questions?
We heard the mayor was a hit with the meeting planners.
Everybody, like, even after the event came up to me and said, we wish we had that support from, you know, our city, our community, our CVB, all of that. So it was really great to have her part of it. And of course, she brought all of her charm and knowledge about the space and talked to the group. So it was great. It was a great event.
Mary Jo?
Were you able to email the report to the clerk?
I'm waiting for one more thing. I have it all together. I just need to mail it over. I have to expense one of the things that I paid for, so I just turned that in to Laura so I can get that over.
Okay.
Did you mean for the packet, not the event?
Oh, right.
For the packet.
The report.
The report for the
monthly report that you give was
yes.
not in the packet this time.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You didn't get to see today.
Did you email it?
Yeah,
to
I
the
emailed
clerk?
It over to Lana. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't notice that was missing until just now.
I know.
Oh.
I was like,
yeah.
It's like, I thought I couldn't find it.
Oh, no, I would have emailed it last midweek, last week.
No, we got the gist of it. I did have a question.
I would still like a copy, though, if you can.
Yeah.
She sent it to the clerk, so.
Yeah.
How do we get a copy?
I don't know. Yeah. This year. This month, we really dug into, made sure everything was in there.
I know, right?
I don't know how that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
I can always re-email it over, so you have a copy
as well. Yeah, just say distribute to the...
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then a question for... this is the first year you're with us when the Bridal Expo is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had much interaction yet with Charlie or...
I talked to Charlie, okay. And then I talked to Love. Cassie, who's kind of housed out of Bella Vista, is handling it. She was out with the flu all week last week.
Okay.
So we're going to connect when she's feeling better, which hopefully is today or tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
Great. And Charlie was formerly on this commission, so you leverage him in that event as much as you would like. I think.
Yeah, I think they've got a good base to it. Mm-hmm. I just want to know what they need from me to support it and make sure that all of our local vendors are...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot showcased. Of sales to Riviera, I think, come out of that.
Yeah, I think from Stephanie's notes last year, I want to say it was like 6 or 8 weddings that she booked off of that event last year. So,
great.
Is that December 21st or January?
January 21st.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Awesome.
Anything else for Heather? Great, thanks, Heather.
Okay.
Agenda item number 6, update from Visit Lake Geneva.
Hello, everyone. I believe you do have the packet. We had issues emailing to the city. We were getting all of our emails bounced back from the city.
Even today. Yeah.
Even today?
I sent you a couple articles.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had alerted the clerk's office, and so we worked for probably all of last week trying to figure it out, and they just gave me an alternate email to send to someone else, and then they forwarded it on, and then that's how our report got in there. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to have our report in the packet either. So
Ooh. So
you might want to check if you're getting bounces, and she's working with the IT department, and they put us on like a safe list or something, and it was still bouncing. And so.
Well, and I know we're transitioning from, the website used to be .com,
correct.
But now it's .gov, so the emails
yeah.
are changing
but
at the
emails,
same time.
Yeah, but the emails, it was when I was replying to somebody here with the .gov address. So
okay.
It wasn't like I was sending it to the wrong email
right,
address
right,
or
right.
just didn't switch over.
Okay.
So I don't know that, you know, we've found the solution yet, but if you just talk to the clerk's office, they have an alternate email to get it routed around. So you do have the Visit Lake Geneva packet or report in your packet. We have an upcoming partner meeting for this month. This month is going to be the Geneva Lake Museum, so it'll be a really nice background with the parade of trees going on there too. If you haven't been there yet, I would highly suggest it. It's a beautiful event. Very much gets you in the holiday spirit. Our public events, we held our Electric Christmas Parade on December 3rd, so hopefully you got to see that either in person or online. We had 72 floats, and all went well. It was great weather, a little bit cold, but it was great weather. We didn't have any precipitation. The crowds were great, and it was just an all-over wonderful parade. We had our volunteers handing out candy this year, and people seemed very appreciative of that. So we think things went really, really well with that, so we're happy about that. We continue to work on our plans for Winterfest and the Downtown Ice Sculpture Walk. And again, thanks to the Commission for granting us the grant to help supplement the cost to our businesses. They're very happy about that. I think we've had the solicitation out for a little over a week now. We've got over 30 registrations already, and we're capping it at 50. The deadline is this week, so we'll send another reminder out. But the businesses are very appreciative to bring that cost down, especially this time of year. You also have our earned media highlights. I did sneak one in at the very top, that very top bullet item. If you've clicked through any of those, that was technically that dropped in December 4th, I believe. So technically it was a December one, but I couldn't wait to share it because it was awesome. This is a full page story on the holidays in Lake Geneva in the Chicago Tribune. It was a special supplement called, I think, Premium, but it's directed at the 55 plus crowd. And they drop that supplement inserted into the paper 8 times a year. So it's a really nice takeaway. People keep that in their cars and refer to it. It's things to do in the Chicagoland area. This writer gave us a full page about all the things to do in the Lake Geneva area, so I'm really happy about that. But you'll see that we are on CBS 58 as a hometown special on television. So, and then we've got radio, lots of lists recently. We're kind of pulling up on these top 10 lists, top 20 lists for things to do in the Midwest or for the holidays. So it's kind of a trend, so we're thinking that you know, we'll see more of that as well. We're also working with several travel writers and influencers. We have a writer from travelawaits.com, looking also to do a holiday story before the holidays are over, so that should drop pretty soon. And then we have a travel writer that we've worked with for many, many years, Carrie Steinweg, who works for the writes for the Northwest Indiana Times, and covers a lot of southeastern Wisconsin destinations that are very successful in that paper. She also runs a blog called Chicago Foodie Sisters, so she will be also doing a companion piece on that blog, and who knows where that will go. And then, so I've got both of those listed as Tibbert, but it's the same writer. So our marketing metrics are there as well. You'll see that our website is performing really well, continually. So we had 25% increase in our visitor sessions over this time last year for the month of November. There is a typo in your year to date. We have 1.2 million sessions year to date, not 11 million. I added an extra one, so.
We'll take it.
But the percentage is correct. 27.4% were up over year to date last year. And another milestone that we hit, we exceeded 3 million page views on our website, which has never been done before. So we're so happy to see that. And we also launched a refresh of our website last week. It's kind of a facelift, kind of a cosmetic launch. So throughout the website, it'll be a little bit different with some colors and fonts and things and just a little bit of redesign. But the homepage has been redesigned to focus on more content and lead people more into the site, read stories, blogs, click on featured events, things like that. We also have an Instagram feed on our homepage now, and we'll also be putting Instagram galleries on different pages, say the wedding page or the meetings page, with specific images from Instagram users to those areas. So there's many more website enhancements that we have planned coming up, including a media room. So there'll be so we'll have media releases and media stories and things like that for the media to get ideas and encourage them to contact us and write more stories about us. A golf microsite and some other ideas that we've got for the site. So this is just the beginning for next year. Our top cities. You'll see, again, Chicago at the top of the list, Milwaukee and Madison, Lake Geneva, obviously, topping out that list as well. We're starting to see some kind of faraway places. New York makes the list every now and then, Denver. So we're definitely reaching out into across the country. Top pages are kind of starting to flow into the things to do in the winter. So you'll see winter activities, ice castles, shopping, Winterfest, things like that of our top pages for the month. Social media, we again continue to grow our followers. We were over 200 new followers on Facebook last month, almost 100 new followers on Instagram. And just checking back, I like to compare a lot of things as we get towards the end of the year to 2019, because there's a lot of talk about getting back to normal pre-COVID numbers, pre-COVID situations. And so we compare a lot to 2019, sort of anecdotally. But our Facebook followers, we've gained 15,000 Facebook followers since the end of 2019. So January 2020. We started out, and we've gained 15,000 followers on Facebook since then. So we're really happy to see that. Our visitor center continues to be pretty busy. Definitely month over month, we're a little bit down for the month of November. But year to date, we're almost 18,000 walk-ins to the center, which is 33% more than this time last year. So that's good to see that the people are still out and about and coming into the center for visitor information. Equally, for October's hotel activity, occupancy was way up, 14.5%. That is not a typo. And so we are, that really pumped, or jumped us up to almost 4% year to date for hotel occupancy in the region. So we're really happy to see that. Hoping that's, that November and December are coming on strong. We had a lot of traffic activity for fall colors and things like that for the month of November. And then lots of traffic already this for December since we've been promoting the holidays. We have a special holiday landing page and some blogs about it. So we're hoping that that we'll finish out the year well on hotel occupancy. Our meetings and events activities, Jill had just finished out her last show of the calendar year of 2022, so she attended 6 shows and expos this year. Not bad since she just started in June. Her upcoming shows, well, she'll be doing 2. One is Circle Wisconsin, which is a group tour operator, motor coach association expo, and then Connect Marketplace, which is a meetings show. And then she's also beginning to work on a new publication. We're going to be updating our meeting and event planner guide. So that'll be our tool that Jill will take to shows, that we'll have online, that meeting and event planners can find venues and places to host their meetings and events. And then you'll see the RFP report as well, a little slower than last month, but that's typical of leading into the holidays when meeting planners are typically kind of winding down their year and wrapping things up and taking some time off. But you'll see a couple mentions of a few Lake Geneva specific hotels there as well. Any questions?
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on the breaking a million on the, or 3 million page views.
Yes.
Yeah. Impressive.
We like records.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have Riviera in RFP for meetings and corporate events and stuff like that?
Oh, what kind of RFP?
For the RFP for the meetings or corporate events, can we put the Riviera in there?
The year?
Yeah, like the Riviera.
Oh, Riviera.
Yeah.
As a venue.
Oh, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's already in.
Yes.
There?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. In fact, we've got ads running on our website for the Riviera.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Also.
And I gave you pictures.
Seeing that first one.
Locations ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, for the guide. For the guide, yes.
I see. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of broken down into hotels and resorts with meeting space, and then what we call alternate venues. So it's basically a venue that does not have sleeping rooms with it. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of just goes down into even, you know, smaller meetings. If someone's got a small meeting, we've got restaurants with smaller meeting spaces. So it'll kind of be in that order. Mm-hmm. Yep, so Riviera, definitely top of the list.
All right. Mm-hmm.
No, and just, I appreciate that you make the earned media links. I mean, I don't have time to go to all of them, but it is fun to open them sometimes. And,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they have the video clips there from, like, major television networks. You're like, oh, geez. It's kind of fun to, it's kind of fun to go look at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Nice job.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Agenda item number 7, update from the bid.
Invitation, it seems like.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Do we know if Chrissy is still with the bid?
I think so.
As far as we know? I haven't heard from them in a while. Okay. Agenda item number 8. Written financial update, room tax dollars. Okay, I got a couple questions on this, and then I called and had a conversation with the comptroller in the eternal quest to figure out exactly where we are, which is always a little bit of muddy science, but I think we're there. So, if you look in the packet on page 12, it gives our fund balance as of the end of November. What's interesting about that is the report doesn't show room tax collected in November yet. So if you, the total fund equity is the amount of cash that's sitting in the tourism fund, and it passed $1 million. It's 1.104. Last month we estimated that might hit 1.1 by the end of the year. So we still have a month to go, and our fund balance is what we expected it to be. And remember, we still have, so let me skip ahead so we're looking on the same page. Now, if you go to page 16, it's the one that shows year 2021 highlighted and year 2022 highlighted in orange. And the total room tax collected. So in 2022, November and December are still missing from this total, even though it shows in the fund balance because one is cash accounting, the other one, once they close the month, it'll show here. So if you're wondering, what's the room tax, total room tax collected? It was 1.9 million as of the end of October. And we still have November, December to go. So there's a very good chance that we break 2 million in room tax dollars, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So now back to the fund balance where it is today. So still though, as of the end of November, even though it's not on that report, it shows in our fund balance, if that makes sense. So our fund balance only has one more month of cash coming into it before the end of the year. So out of the, let me get my notes here correct. There it is. So we have then, if you go to page 18 on the packet, you see our outstanding and unpaid grants that have been issued is 435, roughly. And then a reminder, we still have the final payment, the year end to visit, which is 35% of everything over $500,000. So if you do the math on money available, last meeting, remember the comptroller, we had the conversation, hey, you probably shouldn't spend more than $40,000 before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But then we got more in than we thought, so we're fine, is the takeaway from that. We're mm-hmm. not going to be issuing, there's nothing big on the agenda tonight, and this is the last one of the year. So mm-hmm. We're still in healthy territory, and we still have December's fund balance coming in. And then reminder, too, the marketplace contribution will be accounted for in 2022. Even if they pay that in January, which means it will come into our fund balance as well. So this is not the end. Like, even when the accounting in December gets there, it depends when that marketplace contribution comes through. So we did a good job this year not spending more than we brought in, is the takeaway. The takeaway from that. Okay. And then there were a couple questions in the minutia of the report that I got, and just to point it out, because I know Zakiya had this question, and so did, I think Mary Jo, maybe you did. If you go to page 13, it's the financial worksheet, and it shows budget versus actual. Don't know if everybody's on that page, but what I wanted to point out is if you look at promotional grants, the line item that's there, we had budgeted $100,000, and that line item is like $416,000. Because what's in there are some things that could be municipal development, or other words, the YMCA grant that we made is more than half of that money. So if anybody wants to see it, I did request the breakdown of that full amount, the drill down of that. Here, Major, you actually mentioned the drill down on it. That's it.
I already looked at it. Yeah. Okay.
So that's the breakdown of what that 416 was, okay. And you can see that not all of it was event grants. Some of it was
right.
The kitchen for the Riviera is in there. The YMCA right. field grants is in there. So.
So we got to reallocate that number, that 416.
Well, that's up to the controller. I don't know why they do the accounting the way they do. I think I don't want to go into her camp, but for us, mm-hmm. just so we know how we did this year, I would say we stuck to the budget. And then by percentage, we did pretty well on the overage that came in as well without overspending. We made some bigger municipal development grants this year, but we did all right. So I am not an accountant, but with the help of the comptroller, I play one on the second Monday of every month. Any questions on the finances?
It looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a good job this year. I think with our grants, and then also, I mean, it doesn't hurt that we've had record overnight stays, so of course, thank you, Visit Lake Geneva, as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, all the hotels, for paying taxes.
Thank you, the hotels, for paying taxes. Thank you, out-of-town guests, for paying paying taxes. Okay, agenda item number 9, promotional grants. 9A is glass. Adam's here. Hey, Adam. This one, if you remember from last month, we put it on the agenda. This was for an extension of time to submit his expenses from the grant we had made.
All right, yeah, good to see everybody again. So we're just here today because we had a little mix-up at our office where two people each thought the other was putting the numbers together to submit for reimbursement back in August into early September. And then once we got rolling into the next thing, both of us just thought the other had completed it and didn't realize until about 2 months ago. So we sent a quick urgent email hoping we could get an extension. And so, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Are you ready to submit, though?
Yeah, we could submit by the end of the week. We have everything together. It's just we don't have the page formatted or anything, like, plugged into the PDF yet.
So it was, we spoke about this, and then, mm-hmm. of course, it's something that we have to approve as a commission. So mm-hmm. I didn't personally see issue with it. They've done a great job in previous years, so.
I'd like to make motion to approve it.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you in the spring.
Yep. Agenda item number 9B, Bacon Fest is back.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. I am Kelly Wells with the Lake Geneva Regional News, the Marketing and Event Director. I'm here with Kimberly Owens, my new event assistant. This will be her first Bacon Fest. But yes, third year is what we're looking at here. Proposed dates will approved by the permitting committees for Friday, May 12th through Sunday, May 14th. The plan this year is to add the Friday night event starting at 4 o'clock, 4 to 9. The first year we just did a 1-day event. Last year we grew to 2 days, and everything's been growing immensely year to year. So we're gonna go for the Friday night, hopefully bring in a larger band, a draw band, and really get things pumped up in the evening, and also obviously try and encourage those that extra stay. It is Mother's Day weekend as well, so we'll hopefully bring in people for that and get them going Friday, Saturday. For those who may have other plans on Sunday, we can grab them early in the weekend there. Just a couple notable stats for 2022. Our estimated attendance was 5,000 over the course of the 2 days. We anticipate that 40% of visitors traveled more than 30 miles. This is all from the cell phone data that we track and pull from at the end of the event. 320 or 6.4% of those people traveled directly from a hotel to Flatiron Park. And then in the reverse, 5.4% of people, approximately 262 people, traveled in the reverse from Flatiron Park to the hotel. Now, one thing to note with this is this doesn't track if you go somewhere in between. So if I went from my hotel, I went shopping, and then I went to Flatiron Park, it doesn't recognize kind of that movement. It would tell us we went to, you know, a hotel to a store, and then it would show store to. But as far as for the individuals, so we anticipate with that, it's probably closer to 7%, 8% easily from our attendees that were at hotels there. The plan for the event is going to be very similar to years before, again with the Friday bringing in a bigger band, but bacon. Lots and lots of bacon. We had some really great vendors last year that are super excited to come back, that did a great job. We've been getting interest, you know, since immediately following for new vendors. So it's a great way to not only bring these attendees in, but also these new vendors from outside of the area. We had people from Green Bay and Chicago that are coming in just to vend at the event as well. And a lot of them have followers. So that's pretty fun to see that we're drawing from, you know, that kind of crowd as well. We will work with the Walworth County Food Bank. They'll be our partner for the beer tent. Again, they always do a really great job, and it's an awesome partnership. They even helped us with garbage cleanup last year, and we gave extra donation for that. So it's really nice to have that community involvement. They're really into it as well, and we're doing a lot with them to help increase their donations as well, meat raffles and those type of things that we'll bring to the event this year. As far as the grant, we are asking again for $10,000. It'll be 100% put towards our marketing efforts. I noted in the presentation that typically we break down exactly the dollar amount per strategy. And what we came across last year is there were some opportunities that were missed late on because we already have everything allocated to certain things. And we want to be able to be a little bit more flexible to what might be available, you know, closer to the date or later on. For instance, one thing was a billboard that we have access to out on Highway 12, or Route 12, sorry, near the Pell Lake exit there. That became available late on. It's a big interchange. Actually, we have some stats. 40 to 43,000 cars drive by that billboard every day is the stats that we have. 1.2 million a month. So if we can get access to that, it's a good straight shot that goes directly, you know, from Chicago to Lake Geneva. So we'd like to utilize things like that if they become available. But we'll still do all of our digital strategies, our social media, of course. We'll utilize Amazon and YouTube like we have. Targeting the Chicago demographic is the goal there. And on top of that, by partnering with the Lake Geneva Regional News and our sister papers in Kenosha and Racine, we have all the value-added marketing that we can do locally as well as our partners out in Madison have agreed to do some value-added marketing through their source as well. So that's just, you know, a bonus that we're going to add on outside of the actual grant dollars that'll be more allocated towards that Chicago market. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have now.
Mary Jo?
I do have a question. In our packet, page 22, it is your information packet, the second sheet that talks about the notable statistics from 2022.
Sure.
It says after that in parentheses, full report attached.
Yeah, that starts with, and I actually have a copy if you need it as well. It looks like this is where it starts, and this just breaks down the visitors, where they came from, zip codes, where they traveled to.
Yeah, we don't have that.
It didn't make it.
Yeah. I can resend it if you need. I have a single copy if you'd like that. Or actually, you can just have this one, too.
I was going to ask the same thing, because in previous years, it was in there.
Yeah, and I know I did it with the recap.
That we would have done. And that'll show you
the notes that I was talking about with the to and from hotels
will be noted on there.
Throw it in your mailbox to send out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no problem.
That's what I was going to ask about because the we have asked for additional scrutiny around the budget, the marketing expenditure budget. Now, in previous years, for the record, I'm a fan of the way that you and Valiant Media Group do it, because the reality is you're very responsive. Mm-hmm. It's not just pay for something and shotgun approach and hope it works.
Right.
I've seen that report, and so that's what I wanted to see, because you have previous years that justify doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also justification for approving a grant that's using a marketing budget that's different than the one we asked for that's line by line.
Sure.
Because they don't have that that back-end reporting given to us on the front end.
Right,
so there's
right.
a difference there. So that's what I wanted to ask as well. So I'm glad that you have it.
Sure.
You think you can email that to us or back to the clerk so they can...
We will. We'll leave it with Lana. She can scan it.
Okay.
And
that's extra copy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember reviewing that in previous years. And mm-hmm. I think,
sure.
yeah, they. It's pretty awesome. It's a little scary, the level of data.
It is, as a cell phone carrier myself.
I know.
Yeah. But like I said, it was submitted with the original recap from last year's as well. So
we need to pick that up.
You need to track it down that way, too.
Yeah.
Not true at all.
Okay.
I don't believe that either.
No.
Any additional questions?
Yeah, I guess.
If that makes sense, that should be...
So I had a 60. Okay.
You have more than 65,000 people that come to this event?
I have to say, no.
Okay. No, I'm just curious because Winterfest it has us listed like it's not. We have
it's like 2,500.
Yeah, we have 65,000.
You know what? And it might have been that this report was pulled.
Most of them
certain time, but no, that you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure
really
what
good.
That. And it might only be because we
Let's
were
just redraw
asking
that.
For this.
Yeah, we'll redraw that.
Right. I mean, I could look at Winterfest stuff for you.
So
not
she's
something
going
that we
to
were focused
that?
On for that report.
It really no. doesn't matter.
Okay, just but okay.
Is it, what was in there? Like
did
a funny
something?
Number that was
like 2,500. Tiny.
Yeah, no.
You know, we'll make an X
yeah,
on that.
Okay. But the other looks right.
And our tracking is done based on our ticket sales. Obviously, that's where our 5,000 comes through.
Yeah.
So that'll track a little bit of the perimeter of the park as well. So
yeah, and it sells out, doesn't it, every year?
Yeah, we didn't put a cap on the door sales last year. The first year we did, first event coming out of COVID. But we do hour by hour ticketing, basically, so we can kind of, you know, spread it out a little bit so lines aren't crazy and things like that. So that seemed to work nice.
Like ice castles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Entry times.
So
nice.
For anyone listening out there, or that reviews this in the future. This is one of those events that was a brand new idea, and we were like, okay, Bacon Fest. And it was going to be in the nice, beautiful Riviera before
right,
we moved,
indoors.
moved it outside. So this is year three. It's the same marketing budget, which is impressive. You're adding an additional day. The permit is approved before you got here, which was awesome. You have excellent tracking on the marketing. This is off-season. There was a fully completed packet, and you're using local vendors. Yep. It's like they really checked every yep. single box that we have asked over and over for people to come in and do grants. So congratulations. That was
Thank
a great
you.
One. I'll make a motion to approve $10,000 for Bacon Fest.
I'll make the second.
Motion and second. Any additional discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Great.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to this one this year.
Thank you.
Early mid-May is a great time to get things going.
It is.
Yeah, it's usually a little sleepy. Mm-hmm. Which was a good segue into agenda item number 9C. If you guys are ready for the big balloon build, which I believe is the weekend directly following this one. Is that right?
Was the 24th? No, they're March.
Oh, they're March. I'm
yes.
sorry. May and March.
It's off season.
Even better. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Fuller from Inspiration Ministries. I am the development coordinator, the event planner for our organization. With full transparency, I'm going to address the Grand Geneva Hotel. Our event, they are one of our summit sponsors, which is one of the biggest levels that you can have for a sponsorship for our event. They have a huge event during the month of March, so their space that they have available actually is very limited. So we also brought on as another sponsor Harbor Shores. So they're one of the other ones that has come on, Jim, which we'll go over a little bit more about, you know, what he's been doing with sponsorships. We're also working with some other ones. So I'm going to introduce you to Sarah Meyer, who is the Wisconsin Balloon Decor owner, and she'll tell you more about the balloon build.
Hello. My name is Sarah. I own Wisconsin Balloon Decor, which is right here in Lake Geneva, and I'm the host of the Big Balloon Build, which, Stephanie, earlier this year, you said at the Lake Geneva or Visit Lake Geneva Gala that if there was one word we wanted to describe our community, it would be epic, and there is nothing more epic that I can think of than this event. So over the course of a week, I am inviting 75 balloon business owners from all around the world. There are several coming from the UK. And we will work all day to create the most incredible balloon immersive experience that anyone has ever seen. And I can say that with confidence because this is only the third time that this event will take place in the United States. And the theme of our event is inspired by the great outdoors. So it's taking place at Covenant Harbor. So imagine walking into their gym and there will be 20-foot butterflies above your head and a canopy of trees and a family camping and a life-size RV, and it's all going to be made out of balloons. So 100,000 biodegradable balloons. It's going to be absolutely incredible. One of the really cool things is that it supports our local community. So I have the fun job. After we get done working, we go to local restaurants. I show off Lake Geneva. I want all of my friends from all over the world to really have an awesome working vacation. And then they all go home to their different states and countries and do press releases all about what they've accomplished in Lake Geneva. And one of the really cool parts of the Big Balloon Build is that it all benefits a local charity, which is where Inspiration Ministries comes in. So on the Thursday that we finish the build, we'll do a ribbon cutting and then turn the entire build over for their benefit to use for a weekend full of incredible events that will bring thousands of people to our community. Kimberly?
All right, so I can tell you, I have the privilege of going down to Vincennes, Indiana in April, where Sarah and how many? 75 other balloon artists were there. And I remember the impact of when I walked into that building. It wasn't even completed yet. But I walked in and I was so amazed by the impact that this made for me. Like, I was like, there's no way that we cannot bring this back to Lake Geneva. So by the time I left, Sarah and I had already been talking and I had already come up with ideas of what we were going to do. Our first event is going to be on Thursday night. That event will be geared towards our VIPs, our sponsors, some of our, you know, community, Visit Lake Geneva, we've already, you know, talked to them. Anybody that has somehow contributed to making this build possible in our community, whether you are a, you know, somebody that's helped with food for the balloon artists that are coming, this is their night to kind of come in, get the first, you know, first view of it, get that impact of like I had when I walked into the balloon build when it wasn't even completed. We also have Friday, we have designated that day for school visits, so we will be bringing, inviting kids, schools to bring their students to come and go through the build in the morning. In the evening, we are bringing in a comedian from California who Jim and I had a conversation with her, and the reason we chose her is because she has a child with disabilities, and we felt that that was a good fit for us. So she's coming in, so we're doing an exclusive night, adult night, with adults to come in and enjoy the balloon build as well, and then be able to have some fun and laughter, and calling it intense laughter is what our event is called. On Saturday and Sunday, we are opening up the build to the general public. We have Current Harbor is going to be making breakfast. We're going to have breakfast in the morning, and then in the build, where we have the burrow, which is where the Easter Bunny will be. So there'll be photo ops with the Easter Bunny, and then the afternoon we are opening it up to the. It will be open to the general public as well. And our goal there is that we lowered the ticket price so that we could encourage people to bring food, canned food goods, to fill an RV, so that we can give back to the community for that in that way capacity as well. We're very excited about all the events that we have planned. Everybody that has heard about it has been very excited. If you have been to the Santa Claus event, the Festival of the Trees, we have a big display with a Christmas tree there. So far, we have gathered over 400 people that are interested in the build and want to know more information as tickets come available. So we're very excited, but I'm going to introduce you to Jim Harding. He is our development officer for Inspired. He's also working with me with the whole event, but also he is out looking for sponsors to help sponsor our event.
Thank you, guys. She left out one very important part, actually. The very last thing that we'll do is actually we have a balloon popping party. So if anybody wonders, or if you think that's something you really want to get excited about, like, yes, we will go through and pop 100,000 balloons at the end of the night. So so that's going to be pretty cool. So, you know, we're excited about the impact that this is going to have on our community. I think thanks to Visit Lake Geneva, they've been great sharing it. I know Deanna told me at one point that it was the second most shared thing that they'd ever had in this year following the Today Show visit here. So obviously lots of traffic. We just shared about it again recently and saw the same exact thing. Well over 125 shares, tons of comments. People are super excited about this event. We are looking to take, obviously, to get into the Chicago markets, Madison, Milwaukee. We do feel like people are going to travel for this. Again, it's only the third time it's ever happened in the United States. We're actually working with a great videographer that's putting together some videos for us. We're actually meeting with him again tomorrow night at Inspired to put some more stuff together, but we really want to co-brand this, not just as the balloon build, but come to Lake Geneva as well, spend the weekend here. That was very important for us, and so obviously this is a big part of that. You know, being able to have a little bit of this again as the charity partner, we're trying to keep our costs down, as you can expect, and so the opportunity to you know, to have some reimbursement of some things that we can do marketing-wise would be really beneficial for us. So I'll let Kimberly walk through the actual ask that we did and kind of the breakdown, because I know you were interested in that a little bit. So
I'm asking for $10,000 to help with the marketing. We have a list of different businesses that we want to reach out to. I've already put out on Travel Wisconsin. They've already put out an article about the Big Balloon Build. We're also working with Ryan James, who is our videographer, to put together what he likes to say, little pieces of video that we can constantly drip out there on social media for people to view and to see. Also connecting with Lake 96.1, I know that they're a local radio station. We also want to invite our local people that live here, but also extend it beyond that. K-Love is a Christian radio station that, being a Christian organization, we feel very passionate about being able to share that through that venue. So that's one area that we have talked with them about helping us with that. Through posters, billboards, social media, Travel Wisconsin, and anything else that we could come up with that would help us to get the word out there. We want people to come and enjoy this. We feel like this is a great opportunity for Lake Geneva. So.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Questions, comments?
Brian, I want to just say, when we posted about the big balloon build, it was what you said, it was explosive, the response.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really hard to paint a picture of what this looks. And Kimberly, I see just a little note that it says, there's potential for that to happen, to return to Lake Geneva.
We're in communications.
It's happening.
That would be so huge, mm-hmm. because I think you underestimate your overnight stays.
I talked to Brian today, and I told him, I said, I don't even know, like, because I had emailed Deanna and asked her, like, you know, what kind of traffic or what do you know about Winterfest? And she said, you know, you guys haven't had the opportunity to be able to really capture that. So I went low. I mean, we're expecting 5,000 people. When we went to Indiana, they did not do a ticketed event. Theirs was bring a canned good. And I remember, I don't know if it was Sarah or if it was Liz, one of the main people in the Big Bloom Build company, that had said that they were supposed to close their doors on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock. They were open till 11 o'clock at night because the line went out the door, and it was like that all day.
Yeah.
So we're trying to prevent that from happening because we want people to have a pleasant experience. We want it to be exciting for them. We don't want them waiting in line for hours, so we've done time stamps for that. So I really want to make sure that, you know, we can bring that excitement, you know, to the attendees. So
cool.
Yeah, I would like to see it grow too. I remember when Ice Castles was on the beach, and they just grossly underestimated what was going to happen when they marketed Lake Geneva with a cool event in the middle of winter. Like, they got overrun. I think it was one of the busiest they'd ever had, but the smallest.
Yes.
So yeah, I think there's room to grow on this one too.
Thank you. Yes.
So the event you have on Friday evening, the comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's for how many people maximum, or is it?
So on Friday night, because of the build, we are limited in how many people can be in the build at one time. Covenant Harbor, I think that they told me that they have like the capacity of 600 to 700 people in there. However, because it is filled with balloons, we have to limit that. So on Friday night, our capacity, we're putting at 250. Could it go up a little bit? I mean, possibly, but we're planning around 250. During the weekend, however, it'll be about 200 people every hour is what we're planning for. That's what Covenant Harbor is able to feed at one time, you know, so that they can give them the breakfast. And then they'll go up the hill to the activity center, and then that'll get them through the field. So we'll be able to monitor the build a little easier than Covenant Harbor can with the breakfast situation. So.
So the people don't necessarily have to stay overnight for this event, unless they are attending.
Well,
Friday night.
Right. We would hope that they would, because breakfast is going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, we want them to make a weekend of it. I mean, there's a lot to do here, you know. So,
yeah. Rich.
When I read through this application, one of my biggest concerns is the Grand Geneva is your preferred partner?
Yes. Like I told...
Nothing from preferred. The Grand Geneva. Do you understand that? They're not in the city of Lake Geneva.
I did not know that. I did not understand that.
The mission is funded by room tax collected by Lake Geneva motels and hotels.
So, Rich, I saw that in the packet, and Kimberly called me or emailed me, and then we had a phone conversation. And so the takeaway from that was it was a poor choice of wording in the application because they're not their exclusive. They are a sponsor, but they also have other hotel sponsors. It's just the way that they called that out was not the best.
Yeah, including Harbor Shores.
Right,
and
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Right, but again, we expect, and I was talking to Deanna a little bit about this before we started today too, as well, is, you know, when people come and they decide where they're going to stay, most likely they want to stay as close as possible to the build. So with the build being in Covenant Harbor, we really fully expect people that's going to be the first location they look. They're going to look in downtown Lake Geneva, right? If they're coming in, they want to spend the night, they want to be somewhere where they can go and have a meal afterwards, where they can, you know, easily get to and from the build. So we really fully expect people's first choice to be downtown Lake Geneva. The fact that the Grand Geneva is an exclusive partner, part of that is they have a package deal, right? They're a water park. And again, they have limited space. They have the GaryCon convention that weekend, right? So their room space is going to be very limited. So as many people as we expect, again, we underestimated probably, I think, you know, a couple people have said that now, that we probably underestimated how many people will come and stay overnight for this. So we fully believe that the majority of people are going to stay in downtown Lake Geneva.
I certainly hope you underestimated, because if you're 4% right, you're talking about 200 rooms and a $10,000 donation. The math doesn't add up very well.
Well, again, we didn't have, I mean, I heard the numbers that Ribfest used, and again, we're a first year, or sorry, Baconfest, sorry, wrong meat. I heard the numbers that they used, and obviously they even thought that they underestimated their numbers as well. And we're a first year event. We don't have that data. We have really no way to know. All we know is what the public has been saying about this event and how excited they are about it. And everything we're seeing is that people are going to pour into Lake Geneva for this event. And so we really do believe that they're going to come from, because this is only the third time in the U.S., we really fully believe they're going to come from Madison and Milwaukee and Chicago and Green Bay, right? So, and if they're doing that, they're not going to drive all the way down to go through the build in 2 hours and turn around and drive back.
Well, and if GaryCon is at the Grand Geneva, limited is the key word, because GaryCon sells it out every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They own that hotel. That hotel will be used up. They'll have to come downtown.
Mary Jo?
GaryCon fills it up. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, yep.
But in the marketing material, I don't think I can support a grant when the marketing material says exclusive hotel partner, so that needs to be removed.
Yes, we understand that. Like I said,
I didn't hear that said. So.
That's why I emailed Brian, is because I wanted to be able to talk to him about that. I thought it was just a sample, and that's what we provided.
So. Well, and I want to make sure we understand Mary Jo's concern. You mean having a conversation with me is not the same as removing it from the
correct
material.
Yes, no, I understand that. Yes, I understand that.
Yeah, in fact, we were planning to remove it, and they said, well, you've already got the packet, so that's why we didn't update it and send it back out again.
Well, and in promotion of the event itself, not to put words in your mouth, Mary Jo, but I think that's what, if marketing material is going out, what we would not like to see is people being steered intentionally to hotels.
We understand
hotels that are not.
Yes, they'll be considered a summit sponsor, which is what they are, is a summit sponsor.
Okay. So they can just make the Lake Geneva Tourism Commission as a sponsor.
There yes, exactly.
Stay in all yes. the hotels. Right. That's perfect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want.
Yeah. Again, I mean, unfortunately for me, I mean, when I put it together, I did not understand that. That wasn't knowledge that I had. I just assumed, with it being Grand Geneva, that they were part of, you know, Lake Geneva. Had I known that, we would have addressed it a lot differently. So I apologize for that.
So we can grant you $10,000 based on you would market the Lake Geneva City hotels and motels?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I can make a motion.
Okay.
I can make a motion.
Yeah. Could you say it again?
The motion I would like to make motion for $10,000 to ministry, like, how do you say it?
Inspiration Ministries.
Yes.
And the big balloon bill.
Big balloon bill. As long as they are promoting Lake Geneva cities and hotels.
We're talking about that, right?
Yeah.
Seconds?
I second it. I think it'll be a great event.
Yes.
I think it'll bring a lot of people in.
Thank Great.
You.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No, that's good.
Oh, were you waiting for discussion?
No.
Okay. Great. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck. I just wanted to jump in. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules to allow the president of BID to give the BID report that we passed over as item, where was it? Item number 7.
Motion to move item number 7 to now? Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
A second.
Second. Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. BID update.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the absence of my event coordinator for the last few meetings. We did not know that a board member had told her not to come. A board member had told her not to come to our BID meeting. So I apologize for that. They are no longer employed by us. We have hired a director of BID. She's very well qualified. And I want to thank you for the cooperation that you have given us this year. And I hope that that continues. I will be attending the meetings with her. And I'll let her introduce herself in her January meeting. So we're very pleased to have somebody that has great qualifications, which I'm sure we'll be pleased to work with her. Very competent. The other thing I wanted to mention is Oktoberfest was a success for us. We got all the numbers in now, and they did very well. Despite the 50-mile-an-hour winds and some of the tents that got blown away, it was still a success. The tree lighting ceremony went well. I think a lot of people enjoyed it. There were a lot of people downtown shopping. So I think it all worked out well. The other thing I wanted to mention in our last BID meeting, my board was very thrilled that we have the potential of a parking lot. For many years, we talked about additional parking in Lake Geneva. It never went anywhere. We do a lot of advertising between Visit Lake Geneva, the BID. You advertise, spend a lot of money to bring people to town, and there's nowhere to park. There's nowhere to park for the employees, which is most important. So we've been in a committee with the city. Mary Jo is a part of that committee, the administrator, and some other business people in town. And we have located a piece of property right behind the museum. So if you're ever out and around, just drive over to the parking lot and take a look past the trees. And you'll see a huge piece of property that will work out very well. The parking superintendent, Seth Elder, has been working on this. And in the next month or so, we'll come back to you with more information. We're looking at being able to park between 200 and 300 cars. We have Hillmore as our other option, which will be a remote parking there. And to get everybody from the parking areas into Lake Geneva, the BID has sponsored, they're going to sponsor a trolley. Possibly the city was looking at a couple trolleys. The mayor was able to locate some companies that have trolleys. They're beautiful. What other way can we do something for tourism? 100% tourism is to be able to bring people from the parking lots right downtown. And I hope in the future that the tourism committee will help us. We have money available towards the purchase of a trolley. I hope that you will help us in purchasing another trolley. We are looking at grants that are available. So we might not need very much money. I will bring the information back to you. That's where we're at. I think it'll be a great thing. We have stops around the city. We have stops by the lake, by the hotels, and the city can even contract the trolleys for their weddings at the Riviera in order to make money with those trolleys. We will have possibly one or two more events added to our schedule, and our events will definitely be keeping people here for the entire weekend and hopefully staying in the hotels. Our director, you'll be very pleased. She has a lot of great ideas, and she has a great background. So thank you for your cooperation, and thank you. Hopefully we'll have continued cooperation. Thank you very much. If anybody has any questions of me.
Just for the record, Alderman Yeager is actually on that committee. I was the motion that, or I made the motion to set up the committee, but I'm not on it. I attended the first meeting just to see, but Alderman Yeager is the council.
Okay, because I was there with you. I thought you were on it.
It was the first meeting. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But we had an excellent group of people. The administrator wanted a little variety of people, and everybody had a lot of great ideas, and it worked very well. And we were able to accomplish this goal. And again, I said this parking lot will be the future for a parking structure. And you're right downtown. Couldn't get any closer. So it'll be good for Rich and I aren't going to be around. So it'll be good forever. So thank you guys for your cooperation. I thought I'd throw it in there with you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I've been in this commission for 2 years. Most of the time, the big committee has missed the meeting. I'm a little confused on what actually BID does for Lake Geneva. Do you mind in the next meeting, give us the overall what exactly BID does and what the BID's boundaries are? Because one of the article I read, it says that you were providing some Christmas holiday decoration in certain part of the Lake Geneva that was not the part of BID. And you're supposed to be including Well Street because all the lodging are over there and some businesses, there are more businesses on Well Street, but somehow BID has always neglected Well Street. So I just like to know that what is the boundaries of BID and what actually BID supposed to do?
That's a great question.
I'm sorry, but I'm a little confused.
No, that's a great question.
Yeah.
We follow Visit Lake Geneva. No, I'm kidding. I want to tell you what the reason you don't see anything up on that side of town is. We are responsible for the business improvement district. Our district gets 90% of their funding through the downtown businesses. So any improvements that we do are in the BID district. So in the future, on our next agenda, we are looking at increasing the BID boundaries. So we're going to bring more people in, and hopefully we might come out your way.
So how do the BID get funding?
They pay taxes.
Or just
the
property taxes. It goes on the
property tax.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on our bill automatically in the BID district, and those tax dollars go to fund the BID district.
So I think it's good timing for when the new person's here, the first couple months of the year. That might be good in the context of, we have multiple agencies that work together for downtown, including the Tourism Commission, the hotels, Visit Lake Geneva. The BID is very limited in its scope. What the plans are in relation to that for 2023 would be helpful. for the sake of budgeting, you know, we recapped earlier in the meeting how we did budget versus actual, and the bid received just about $40,000 from the Tourism Commission last year in a series of, I think, five different grant requests.
Yes.
So again, when they're brand new and it's January, we don't have to hit them with this immediately, but pretty soon in the year, if they can, January, February meeting, what are the plans for events as they relate to the Tourism Commission so we can start to plan what we're looking at in the coming year? Visit has an idea of what the bid's going to be up to, because those things do roll together. And again, we did a good job this year with our spend, especially because room tax was more than we expected. But if we come into a year or years where that's not the case, the budget becomes more important. So to the extent that bid can let us know what the plan is, generally speaking, for events and grant requests for the coming year, it would be helpful for us to know.
At our January, we're meeting the second week in January on a Wednesday, and we will have a calendar, and we will establish the entire year as to what events we're going to do. So we will know probably either January or February meeting exactly what events that we're going to be doing.
Let's plan it for February, because we meet on the 9th.
Okay.
You're probably right after that.
Yes.
But then on the February agenda, we'll get on there a recap, to the extent we can, of what's expected for the year.
Okay.
And then I think we start working on budgets in, you know, March, really digging in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
Anybody else have any questions?
Very good.
All right. Thank you very much, and all of you have a nice Christmas and a happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, would you allow me 5 minutes?
Yes. For the bid, still on the bid?
No.
And so she'll be running bid.
Oh, okay. I mean, how do you say no to the mayor?
I really just wanted to thank all of you for all your hard work this past year. I'm sitting out there listening, and you're just a phenomenal group. And I really appreciate all of you, and thank you very much for all your hard work this year, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
And please make my job easier, and I'll re-up and say you want to continue.
I just want to thank you, Mayor, for increasing room tax so we have this much money to sponsor all these new events.
You're welcome.
You made it. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much, by the way. Agenda item number 10, review of Heather Jones independent contractor agreement. You don't have to come up. This was just getting it in the packet. So the attorney did what we requested and combined the two.
Make the motion to approve.
Motion to approve. I'll second. Motion to second. Discussion?
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Yes.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Stephanie.
Yes, discussion? Mary Jo?
Two things. One, so do we have a signed contract?
No, I have not executed this yet. I'm waiting to get the all clear from.
I could
sign it.
Yeah.
Well, we already approved it in the minutes. We just didn't see the document.
Right.
But obviously the document will not have the red. So the red color in it. So what I'm asking is that we see the completed document in January just for review. Okay.
Well, it will be
not
exactly
review.
This.
Without the red lines.
Without, it's just a color change. That was because of
changes.
When you made changes off to the right, it shows the changes,
that.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can be sent the document then. I just think
we can put it in there. We can put the
just
sign
put it in there just for the public so they can see the clear copy.
I will.
Okay.
I will
make
a request and cross my fingers that it magically makes it into the.
That is not
agenda. It's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a motion to second. Any other discussion? So I guess the motion is to approve the contract, which I will sign.
Yeah, you should have a contract.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Formality. Thank you, Heather. Okay. Future agenda items. This agreement, we'll get in there.
Mm-hmm.
We won't have year end yet for finances. I don't think there's anything else that we know that's going to be on the agenda next time at this point. Bid won't be ready.
Right.
Nothing else?
I don't think city is ready for those lights. But so yeah, mm-hmm. There's nothing.
Let's let Rich make his favorite motion.
To adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everyone. See you next month. Congratulations on the balloon build.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
We won't let you down.
Good luck.
You're welcome.